Locker Room Chats, they continue here tonight on 92.1 KMCA. I'm Brandon Tama. We are joined now by the Valley Heights girls basketball coach. That is Jordan Brockstrom, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, number 4 ranked team in Class 2A. The Mustangs off to a 2-0 start. They beat Axtell on Tuesday night, 64-45, and also a win against Marysville in the opener last week, 59-51. We'll dive into that Axtell game here in just a moment, but how do you assess the 2-0 start?
So far, so good. I mean, there's definitely quite a few things that we could fix and things that we're going to try to correct. But I'm very pleased with the girls' energy, and they're playing really hard, and we're playing fast and moving the ball well. So there's some good and there's some bad, and we're just going to kind of try to keep cleaning things up.
Yeah, and it seems, you know, at least through these first couple of games, the offense fairly efficient, 59 in game one and then 64 in the win against Axtell on Tuesday night. How do you assess the offense and how that side of the ball's performed so far?
Well, it's been good. I think girls are shooting when they're open, and we need 5 girls on the floor that are a scoring threat, and I think right now we have that in a number of different lineups that we can put on the floor, and we can kind of extend some defenses with our shooting, and that can open up some driving lanes for us. But you know, we've been scoring at a good clip, and the girls have been offensively aggressive.
64-45 was the final against Axtell on Tuesday night. What can you tell us about that game and just kind of the overall thoughts and takeaways?
Well, I think we jumped off to a good start, played with a lot of intensity, and we ran up the floor well. A little bit, we got a little, some defensively, sometimes we were a little out of position and a little overambitious and trying to be so aggressive that we would get over-rotated or dumping somebody that we wouldn't need to. And so just some small defensive tweaks could have helped us be better on that end of the floor. But overall, their effort's phenomenal, and that's all you can ask for as a coach. It's just up to us now to kind of tweak some things positionally.
Seems like you guys got pretty balanced scoring, but Ava Smith went for 19 points. She had 4 rebounds as well. What can you tell us about her performance on Tuesday night?
She's been a good scorer for us these first couple games, and we're going to need her to be. So, you know, when teams focus on her, we've got other girls that can knock down shots, but Ava's done a really good job of being aggressive on both ends of the floor, defensively and offensively, and her shot look is good at the start of the season, so you know, we'll lean on her for some scoring, but we've got some other girls that can pour it in as well.
You guys have a pretty tough stretch here, these next 3 games before the holiday break. It starts Friday at Riley County, and then you turn around next week and get 2 top-tier teams with Nemaha Central and Centralia. Obviously, you're going to learn a little bit more about your team before the holiday break, but just this tough stretch, you're really going to learn a lot about your team here before this holiday break.
Yeah, so Riley on Friday, Nemaha Central, and then Centralia. It's a good stretch for us going into break. We should find out a lot about ourselves as a team and where we're at. And this is the exact test that you want to see early and often throughout your schedule. So we've tried to pick up the most competitive non-league schedule that we can, and we've been able to do that. So good test for us, and they're road games, so we'll have to go on the road to try to get these victories. And overall, no, we're just happy to play good quality teams that are coached well.
What can you tell us about Riley County? They're off to a 1-1 start. They lost their opener at Clay Center, but they bounced back this week with a nice win against Concordia. How much do you know about Riley County? Of course, new to the Big East League, but your opponent on Friday.
Well, since I've been at Valley Heights, we've always played them the first game of the year, and so it's always a big question, but we'll be able to look at a little bit of film. And they're a very disciplined team. They handle the ball well. They've got multiple outside shooters, and they have one really, really good scorer that's a great player, a great team player that can create and make a lot of things happen for them offensively. But no, we're just excited for a good test. They run a lot of nice set plays that we'll have to kind of be prepared for and be disciplined in defending. But no, we're just happy to have play a good quality opponent on Friday.
There it is, Valley Heights girls basketball coach. That is Jordan Brockstrom, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Mustangs out to a 2-0 start. They get Riley County on the road in their next matchup on Friday this week. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.